Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
He hit it hard in the air, and it's going to be 4-0 Detroit. On Parker Meadows' first 3 RBIs of the year.
I think somebody said he had 6 punch-outs. Is that right?
I think that's the positive for us. I mean, we battled. We put the ball in play. You know, he's doing that to everybody right now. So tip your cap to him.
When you go in the game, I think the way you're beating that guy is it's a walk. It's a double. It's a 3-run homer. Something along those lines. You got to get guys on base, right? And the guy's battled, punched out only 6 times against probably the best pitcher in baseball right now. I think you kind of take some solace in that. What we have ahead of us with the 16 straight games, we did not want to use the bullpen once we went down 4-0 to Scooble. You go down 4-0 to Scooble, it kind of feels like 8-0. You know, so you're kind of in your mind thinking, okay, how can we only use one guy right here? And Dino made it work for us. They took their, you know, their left-handed hitters and kicked them down a little bit. They have Jones, they pinch hit for him second time through, so they burn a guy right there. So I think when it lines up, when you're working away from the team's strength a little bit and it gives you a chance to get your starter to go a little bit deeper, it makes sense. I don't think you can do it against every team, though.
I'm still not buying that. And that's Tony Manzalino, Orioles skipper, after the game explaining, and he did it before the game, too, the strategy to go with Aiken. And when we first got the news that Aiken was going to be the opener, and Nolan, get in here, because you were part of this. You broke the news. And, of course, I go right to Colombo mode. Now, I want to say one more thing. Like, all right, they're going to – Aiken will start, and Morton maybe man bun sick, and then Morton will follow, and then they'll push Kramer to the Angels opener. And then the starters were announced for tomorrow, or today. Yeah, and it's Charlie Morton. I was like, oh, crap. And then it got into the, well, you heard Tony Manzalino explain. Me and Ron Ripken were talking about it during BBT last night. I get it. Kind of, but not really. And yeah, Jones was pinch hit for, he did double to lead off the game. But Kramer, just put your guy out against their guy. Let's not be overly creative in trying to create these statistical matchup nerdy sorts of things. Just, my guy's going to go out there. You put your dudes out there, and we're going to go do what we got to do. Let's play good old country hardball. And Aiken got himself out of a jam, gave up the double and a walk, and then Kramer pitched his ass off for 7 innings. So to Manzalino's point, yeah, he saved the bullpen. Well, he could have done that right from the start, you ask me. But then again, they don't ask me. Kramer was victimized by 2 things. The long ball. The home run to Dirk Diggler. And then Meadows hits his first homer of the year because he's fresh off the IL. And it was a impressive blast at that. But Scooble was the story. Mm-hmm. As always. So, I'll ask you both in the audience. Sportsnet 583-1057. Featured artist Friday. It's Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys and Sly and his Family Stone. We got a duo. We're coming at you. The two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers paying tribute to both Brian Wilson and Sly Stone, who passed away earlier this week. But you listen to Tony Manzalino's explanation. We buying it.
I mean, I think it was the explanation made sense to me. Ultimately, I'm with you. Whether Kramer started from the first inning or came in after, the game probably plays out exactly the same. It really didn't have any change or bearing on it. I mean, unless you want to get into, you know, going through the lineup X amount of times, two times, three times, if that may maybe allowed Kramer to go deeper, I don't know. I mean, he still went over 100 pitches, which was nice to see, and they needed it. You know, 16 games in 16 straight days, 20 out of 21. He was huge. And you're going up against Scooble. There's not a lot you can do, but that really wasn't the game for me.
What I would have wanted to know is, you know, I'm guessing that he talked to Kramer before. Are you comfortable with this? Because no, that's not my routine. You know, I mean, that's a thing. What a starter is you got your pregame routine that you go through, and you know, and Bob, the other thing that when I saw the lineup, I was like, damn, where's Holiday? Not leading off. And I guess that was analytics that he struggles against Scooble.
Well, most people do.
Right.
But, hey, Westberg did fly to deep right center field to lead off the game. And then, you know, the dude made the play out there. Great catch. Leaping catch against the wall. But knowing Kramer, I don't know him personally. I've interviewed him twice, I believe, in his entirety of his Orioles career. And one before he even made the major leagues. He's listening, he's not. And it's like, in all, whatever you do for a profession, whether it's baseball, football, sports talk, landscaping, you work at McDonald's, by the way, any job's an honest job, and I'm not criticizing. You just, even if you're not agreeing, you just go, all right, okay. You might balk a little bit, but you know, why? You know, I think I can handle this.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm a starter. He's a bullpen guy. What happens if I go seven strong to start the game? Then we're in the eighth, and we got a lefty-lefty matchup that could be advantageous. Keegan A could be. I would maybe go a little deeper than that. But, you know, Kramer handled it like the pro that he is, and he kept them in the game. And let's also not forget, the Orioles' offense was one guy, Dylan Carlson. Well, right. Gunnar led off with a hit.
Mm-hmm.
To the opposite field. So Gunner's coming alive a little bit, but Carlson 3-for-3 hit a jack off Canley in the eighth inning. That was it. And Scooble actually walked somebody, two people.
Two, yeah,
it was
yeah.
a stunning turn of event.
And Mayo, of all people.
Yes.
How about that? The right. balls to take there.
And Mayo's kind of looked at ball four like, really?
And Scooble's walking off saying, yeah. What the hell?
But I like Mayo played it like he knew, hey, I'm good.
Hey, that's what you got to do. You got to yeah. sell it.
And the ump, I could have swore the ump kind of like cocked his arm a little bit like he wanted to ring him up. But anyway.
So, I think Scooble might be the ultimate, at least in this year or today's game, damned if you do, damned if you don't type of pitcher. Because what the Orioles did last night, they were swinging early. And it's hard for me to argue against that because you know Scooble's going to work in the zone all night. You know he's going to get ahead. So you might as well try to swing early. And in the case of Westberg, maybe you ambush him and you're a couple feet away from a home run that could have changed the game. But if you let him get ahead of you, you're destined for a strikeout. So it's that side of it. But if you swing early, you're guaranteeing him a free pass into the seventh, eighth inning. It's just there's really no win against this guy.
Yeah, and you heard Tony Manzalino say, you know, 4-0 is 10-0. You know what I mean? The guy's just dealing. And he was starting to ramp up the velo. I heard Dave Johnson talking about it during the game last night on Masson after he kind of walked Mayo. Yeah, first and third, I believe. Then that last fastball came in at like 99. That was an angry fastball coming in there. So Scooble's a stud. The Tigers are a really good team. They take 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. So as we check back to reality, since that 6-game winning streak, they're 2-4. They've lost back-to-back series, one to a bad team who hadn't won a series in over a month, the A's, and then one that you kind of sort of understand, to a team that, you know, has the best record in the American League. The one that got away was the opener.
Yep.
for the Orioles.
Today. Yeah, that's going to be the one that you kick yourself for. But I feel like we're getting into a bit of a trap here where we're examining this team and how legit they are on a day-to-day level. And it's, you're just seeing it in real time. When the six-game win streak was happening, it felt real. That's why I said they were back. I mean, the pitching, it was the full picture was there. Every box you could possibly want to check was being checked. And just in a matter of days, you're losing to one of the worst teams in baseball. So, I don't know. Are they back? Are they not back? It's like talking about that on a day-to-day basis, it feels foolish.
Yes.
At this point. It's going to have to be about the long view. I think they have every possible piece they could want at this point. So if they're not going to win with all these pieces, guys healthy, then it's never going
to
happen.
So maybe we should take more of a long view, to borrow your word there, Nolan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wait till the end of a series to analyze.
Or June 20th, Bob. June 20th, we'll have a real good...
But, I mean, just through three games.
Yeah.
I mean, because we can't... And I'm as guilty as anyone. We're doing it now. I mean, you can't analyze a game like it's a football game.
Right.
Because football, you got a week off. Or 4 days or 3 days, depending on what Roger Goodell wants to do to make money over the course of an NFL season. You know, you're back on the horse 24 hours later. And sometimes shorter than that. So maybe because they need wins, duh. But what they need to do is start stacking series wins. So maybe it would be more prudent to wait until the end of a 3 or 4 game set, whatever it is, to break it down more in detail there. Because then maybe that's more like a game. Because if they win a series, you take it. Now, if they blow a game that should have been a sweep, then we get into it another way. But they've lost 2 series in a row. So after winning 2 games in a row, they've dropped 2 games straight. So basically, not necessarily back to 19 games below 500 where they were, but they're 13 games below. They're 15 out of first place, and their run differential is still amongst the worst in Major League Baseball. So what really has changed here?
Right, and looking back on the 6-game win streak, or whatever it was, 7 out of 10, if it ended up being.
That was like 8 out of 10, right. 9 of 11 or something.
What kind of dent did that make in their extreme deficit? I mean, it was something, but even still, after that 6-game win streak, they were, what, 8.5 games back?
As they are now.
So
in the wild card.
Again, you feel, oh, 6-game win streak, that's great. We've got everything rolling for us, and we're still this deep in a hole. I mean, that should tell you the full story right there.
I think you said it yesterday, Bob. The problem is, like, Toronto's on a heater. You know, the division is not easy, and that's what you're getting ready to play. Plus, the Angels are on a heater, too. They won 3 in a row.
Yeah, they're a game below 500. They're 4.5 out of first. They're what? They're 500 on the road. So they're coming in here. Ron Washington's a great manager. You know what I mean? With a trap. Former Oriole, by the way, back in the 80s for you old geezers like myself. But anyway, Angels are here. Tigers are gone. Orioles dropped 2 out of 3. You want to vent? Well, listen, they're not back. They never were back. Sorry, Nolan. They're better. They're still better than they were. I mean, they're not getting drilled 10 to nothing on a nightly basis, but they're better. What does better mean in 2025, though? Not good enough. When we come back, talk about the Ravens, though, because they're expected to challenge for a Super Bowl championship, and those are realistic expectations based on the roster. Vinny's seen them 3 weeks in a row at OTAs. Now, next week's mandatory minigamp, so the full squad will be in attendance, but we're going to talk about what Vinny has seen so far. If there's a weakness based on shorts and helmets, what is it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.